Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Another Husky Hicksville.
Avec Véronica.
Here we are at the end of a very up and down year, ending a few days ago with the demise of Brigitte Bardot. Coincidentally, earlier in the day that the news broke, I picked up a copy of the 4,000th edition of Paris Match, a souvenir edition. And who should be on the front cover but a sweet red-lipped brunette, aged around 14. Did the editors know? We'd heard that she was taken to hospital in early December, but had fiercely protested it was all nothing. Reading the early tributes, I was amused that POF, Emmanuel Macron to some, praised her for her initials among her many unforgettable qualities. Perhaps not the first thing you think about, looking back on her allure, that combination of a heavenly specimen of female beauty, completely at ease with herself, totally aware of the effect that she had on all who beheld her, yet retaining that air of insouciance and innocence. One of my favorite songs which sums up her Frenchness was La Madrague, the name of her home in Saint-Tropez, where she spent the rest of her days. She had this light and airy voice, as did the divine Françoise Hardy, and even to a degree, Carla Bruni, a very pure, caressing sound, which seems very French, though Marianne Faithfull had it a little when she was young. And it's where I first heard the word ébouriffé, which is my kind of hair. Another doubly initialed sex symbol was, of course, Marilyn Monroe, who was sexy, vulnerable, capable of being very funny. Neither of them possessed an ounce of vulgarity, which is pretty much what is on the menu these days. Cleavages diving to new depths, bums plumped up like balloons, lips the size of croissants. Obviously appealing to some, but not to all, and all very curated. Bibi left the brouhaha of film at 39. She wanted more than just being seen as sexy. The other great initially doubled screen actress was Greta Garbo, who famously retired from acting at the age of 36. The lure of stardust and the adulation that came with it was no longer for her. She'd done it and wanted no more of it. Sadly, Marilyn never found out what life might have been like beyond the silver screen. You have to be a particular kind of person to withstand the scrutiny that you're put under, in triplicate these days, when everyone but everyone has an opinion. As in the case of Keira Knightley, KK, who landed in the spotlight at the age of 22, before a person really knows themselves or knows their craft well enough to feel confident about it. It took her some time to recover. Another loss this year, and a double C, was Claudia Cardinale, who caused many a chap to sigh. And of course, for us women, arguably one of the most beautiful men on the silver screen and in real life was Robert Redford. Will we ever see their like again? Now back to the grey singular present, where in the UK on Boxing Day, crowds flood to the sales with abandon and denuded Christmas trees are carelessly tossed into the street. Whereas in Germany, on the Feast of Stephen, there's not a soul about and shops are firmly shut. But on New Year's Eve, after a 364-day ban on fireworks, the nation lets rip for 12 hours, non-stop fireworks from 4 in the afternoon. Not great for dogs. In the Gers, if you really want to pull out the stops this new year, and €75 is within your budget, off to Puy Roquelaure you must go, for a dîner fit for a king. Boucher à la reine sauce foie gras, plateau de fruits de mer, suprême de chapon. A little late in the day, but give them a call on 0616421001. Wishing you all a great bash, or in German, guten Rutsch, meaning literally, have a good slide, or a smooth transition into the new year. What more can we hope for?
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you on the other side.
www.dfm930.com